The Bugler's First Call rings out 5 days a week at Gulfstream Park in Hollandale Beach. The daily thoroughbred races are free to the public. But if you want to make a bet, you've got to speak the language.
Win, play, show, exact, the trifecta, superfecta, super high five, daily double pick three, and early pick five, wagering.
I like the 6 and 8 in the first race.
David Gilpatrick is a snowbird from outside Boston. He comes down and rents a condo for 3 months every winter. And he says he plays these ponies on the regular.
I'm here because of the weather, and I play the horses all the time. So I've been here for 50 years with Gulfstream.
Lots of the seasoned regulars in the crowd Wednesday say they come every day. Retired Jews, cigar-chomping railbirds, Cubans and Venezuelans, families with kids, all holding crumpled, rolled-up tip sheets and programs with the details of the day's track action. But they are not necessarily the target audience for the big draw this Saturday.
The 2018 $16 million Pegasus World Cup Invitational.
The Pegasus Cup. The world's richest thoroughbred horse race. The purse, $16 million. Distance, 9 furlongs, 9/8 of a mile. Saturday will be the second running of the annual event at Gulfstream Park. Last year's winner, Arrowgate, went on to become the top money-winning horse in history.
But what a race! What a sport! What a horse! Arrowgate romps in the Pegasus! He won it by 3.5.
This race is not free. Tickets start at $75. Gulfstream Park is owned by the Stronach Group. Company president Belinda Stronach says their goal is to modernize the sport and introduce it to a new set of fans, millennials.
Of course, horse racing and wagering are at the core, but we really view this as entertainment. So we're competing for the same customers that want to go to a football game or a basketball game. We're doing all kinds of events in and around horse racing that combine lifestyle, entertainment, music. Excellence in horse racing calls for a great party.
718-202s. I send small cities and states. I owe you.
Case in point, this year's race features performances by rappers Ludacris and Post Malone in an event partnership with Miami Beach nightclub, Liv.
312s, 313s, 215s, 803s.
But there's another draw that will have South Florida race fans champing at the bit Saturday. The hometown horse, Gunnavera. The chestnut colt was born on a farm in Kentucky and orphaned at an early age. But he caught the eye of famed Venezuelan trainer Antonio Sano. Sano and a group of investors bought Gunnavera and brought him to live and train at Gulfstream West in Miami Gardens. Sano was on hand for the post-position draw Wednesday at Gulfstream Park.
Number 6 is Gunnavera. He's our hometown boy. We're rooting big time for Gunnavera, such a nice horse trained by Antonio Sato.
Gunnavera drew the number 6 position out of 12, right in the middle, seen by many as a prime spot. For Sano...
And Mr. Sano, how are you feeling about the number 6 draw?
It's good position for me.
David Gilpatrick, the Boston snowbird. His take on Gunnavera?
Gunnavera is our hometown horse here that we're rooting for in South Florida. Are you familiar with that horse?
I don't like him.
Oh, no!
No, I don't like the horse at all. So that's the way I feel.
Fair enough. Gilpatrick may not share unbridled enthusiasm for the hometown horse. But if he stays in South Florida, he might not feel that way for long. I'm Peter Hayden in Hollandale Beach.